Well, the Frost and Fire Winter Festival is coming back to Perth in February. It's another chance to get together as a community and have lots of fun. Speaking with us today, Catherine Jameson from the Town of Perth. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So when is it happening exactly?
Well, the festival itself, Saturday, February 15th. But there's activities going on in Perth the whole weekend from Valentine's Day right through to Family Day Monday.
Yeah, it's a great time of the month to have this because, like you said, there's Family Day, there's Valentine's Day and everything like that. So are you playing on any themes in there, or is this just your classic winter festival?
I think it's winter festival. Frost and Fire is our theme for the Saturday, and that's the day we're programming. But we do encourage people to make it a weekend and come for the whole time.
Fantastic. So what can people expect?
We've got some old favorites coming back that people love. Our outdoor laser tag with Mark Family Adventure Park is coming back to Code Park. And that's free for everyone. There's going to be laser tag, axe throwing is returning as well. The vendor market's back with all local vendors, mostly inside, but some outside as well at the Crystal Palace. Mac Dixon will be performing. And then we've got a few new things too. We're trying on-street tubing, which, you know, I hope works out well. I think it will. We planned it fairly well. but it's a new activity. We're going to give it a try, inspired by our friends over at Bracebridge, and have people tubing on the street beside Coates Mill. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
Very interesting, for sure. What is it about this festival that keeps people coming back?
You know, I think people are looking for something to do that long weekend with their family. So we try and make this one family focused. It's got a good reputation. It's been around, you know, we had the dance since about 2015, I think. And then around 2020, we shifted from the dance to having a daytime full weekend festival. And then we've kind of, you know, adjusted it over the years, depending on what people like and when they most attend. But I think people know what to expect and know it's going to be a good time.
And it is, yeah, it's popular. People come back year after year.
Yeah, they do. And they are looking for some of the activities year after year too. So I'm glad we can bring some back and then also bring in some new things.
Yeah, and another great part of it is it brings people down into Perth, gets them introduced to some businesses and so on as they're walking around, and maybe people aren't totally familiar with the town. This is a great way to get introduced.
Yeah, and we have a lot of great business partnerships for this event. For example, North Folk Cafe is doing Craft Saturdays. They've got three different craft sessions throughout the day that you can sign up for. Bridgemasters and Jazzy's both have live music. Nevis Estate has like a psychic medium that night for a ticketed event. Perth Jewelry Guild, they're new to town and they are getting involved at Coates Mill. They've organized like kind of a, I don't know, studio tour or an open studio, but you can come see the artists on display in Coates Mill. And they've got several workshops throughout the day, all under the umbrella of like Snowy Days Warm Hobbies. So I'm thrilled to have them involved. But it's not just downtown. Penny's Place is doing Kids Eat Free on the Saturday, and they've got Valentine's specials all weekend. Out on the highway, Basic Needs has a few specials. Spring Children has custom slime station on in the morning until supplies run out, and that's like free by donation to the table. Eco Boo's got sales on. Erito Candy Shop has mystery bags and sucker pull game. Like it's going to be a lot of fun, and I love seeing all the businesses get involved. And in addition to that, we've also got community groups and organizations involved. The Perth and District Community Foundation has their Mix and Mingle dance, All You Need Is Love, at Coates Mill on the Saturday night. PEP, the Enrichment Seniors Enrichment Program, has a trivia night on the Friday night. I think the Special Olympics has a dance on at the Civitan. So, you know, there's something going on all weekend, and everyone's involved, which I love to see.
Perfect. Now, if people would like to get more information about this, what's the best way to go about it?
Visit perth.ca/frostandfire. As of right this minute, we're still getting the details uploaded, but by the end of the week, we'll have everything up there. We've just got a few things to iron out and confirm, but I think the website's the best place, and there's also a great Facebook event for the activities, and you can find it at the Perth Tourism Facebook page.
Saturday, February 15th, Frost and Fire in Perth. Don't miss it, right?
That's right. And make it a weekend.
Excellent. I will. I promise. Catherine Jameson, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.